ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
夏子です。
Peter here. Newbie lesson number 27. 夏子さん、
はい。
We're back.
Yes.
With our patient.
Mm-hmm.
And the story is about to get interesting.
About to. Okay.
Well, why don't we start with today's topic. Again, mm-hmm. another interesting word for many reasons. And I'll get into them right after we give you that word. Natsuko-san, what do we have first?
記憶喪失.
Amnesia. Now, this is...Basic. Everyone needs to know this word.
I know. Basic.
And I'm being serious because, Natsuko-san, if you were a Japanese teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you asked a student a question and they didn't know, instead of saying, wakarimasen, or I don't know, or looking around the room, as one of my old teachers would say, waiting for the answer to appear out of the heavens.
Yeah.
You know, if you say to the teacher, oh, I have amnesia, that should be worth some credit, no?
It depends on the teacher. Maybe he or she will like it, but it depends.
Excellent point. So why don't we just give us a word one more time, just break it down.
記憶喪失。記憶喪失。記憶喪失。
Now, like many words in Japanese, it seems quite intimidating the first time you hear it. But mm-hmm. when you take a look at the components, it doesn't bite. It's not bad at all.
Exactly.
What's the first word we have?
記憶.
Which is memory.
Yes.
This is followed by?
喪失.
To lose.
Yes.
So literally, memory lose.
Mm-hmm.
Amnesia.
Yeah. It's easier to understand than the English word.
Much easier. Because it's very logical.
Mm-hmm.
In English, we have... I am going to stay away from that. But yeah, I think it's much more logical, the Japanese way.
You know, explanation is included in the word.
Yeah. Now, how would you say, I have amnesia?
私は記憶喪失です.
So, very, very straightforward. I, memory loss.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost my memory. Or memories, in this case.
All the memories.
Well, probably could still talk like our patient. Well, let's not try to give too much more away.
Okay.
With that said, are you ready for today's conversation, Natsuko-san?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Suzuki-san, お疲れ様でした。ここまででいいです。
わかりました。
Suzuki-san, ちょっと待ってください。どこへ行くのですか?教えてください。
失礼します。
あなたは誰ですか?
はじめまして。病院長の田中です。
はじめまして。私は誰ですか?
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
鈴木さん。お疲れ様でした。ここまででいいです。
わかりました。
鈴木さん、ちょっと待ってください。どこへ行くのですか?教えてください。
失礼します。
あなたは誰ですか?
はじめまして。病院長の田中です。
はじめまして。私は誰ですか?
次は英語が入ります。
鈴木さん、お疲れ様でした。ここまででいいです。
Miss Suzuki, thank you. That'll be all.
わかりました。
Yes, understood.
鈴木さん、ちょっと待ってください。どこへ行くのですか?教えてください。
Miss Suzuki, wait a minute. Where are you going? Please tell me.
失礼します。
Excuse me.
あなたは誰ですか?
Who are you?
はじめまして。病院長の田中です。
How do you do? I'm Mr. Tanaka, the hospital director.
はじめまして。私は誰ですか?
Nice to meet you. Who am I?
Natsuko-san, what did you think?
This phrase kills me. 私は誰ですか?
Who am I?
You always hear that on drama.
Yes, I think so. And right around the climax or in these kind of dramas with all these twisting, turning plots. So while you think it wouldn't be that useful, it is something you hear.
Yes.
私は誰ですか? Or I guess like when someone does some self-reflecting. Natsuko-san, 私は誰ですか? 教えてください。And see, you can use them in combination. Oh boy. But nevertheless, very fun.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about, having fun with this amazing language. Now, Natsuko-san, you ready for some vocabulary?
Yes.
All right, what do we have first?
病院長
Director of a hospital. Head of the hospital.
病院長病院長
Now, last week we introduced the word for hospital, which is
病院
And today the word is
病院長
So hospital plus head.
Yes. 長
So hospital head, head of the hospital. And this 長 is used in many other instances
yes,
to indicate the head of some kind of organization.
Yes.
For example, we have
社長
Head of the company.
Yes.
社 being company.And Cho being head, company head, head of the company.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, director of the hospital. And again, you have to kind of equate it to the English term when you're translating. Next we have.
お疲れ様.
You worked hard. Thank you for your efforts.
お疲れ様. お疲れ様.
Now this is a phrase used at the workplace.
Usually, yes.
Excellent point.How about a phrase used when a group of people are doing something together?
That's nice.
That's nice. Because, sporting events and other things like this. So after you've given a tremendous effort, or in some cases not, this phrase is used.
Yes.
お疲れ様でした。お疲れ様。And means thank you for your efforts.
Yeah.
If we would give it a rough translation. On we go.
ちょっと。
A little.
ちょっと。ちょっと
Followed by
教える
To teach, to inform
教える教える
Now in the conversation we have
教えてください
Now in the conversation we have What form of 教える
手 form
Which is
教えて
Now 教える is a class 2 verb So when we conjugate We drop the る and we add So, we start with 教える, but we get
教えて
Then to this, in the dialogue we attach
ください
Please 教える is to teach Teach, please And when we translate this Tell me please Next we have
はじめまして
Nice to meet you
はじめまして 初めまして
And finally
失礼
Discourtesy, rudeness
失礼、失礼。
Okay, Natsuko-san, let's take a look at this conversation.
Yes.
So, last week we left off. The nurse was about to tell the patient why he was here. それは And to be continued. Now this time, as she's right about to say it, in walks the director of the hospital. So we start off with...
鈴木さん、お疲れ様でした。
Miss Suzuki, thank you for your efforts.
ここまででいいです。
Here's good enough. That'll be all. So, he doesn't want her to disclose any information. Walks in, addresses her by her last name and the suffix san.
鈴木さん。
Followed by,
お疲れ様でした。
Thank you for your efforts. Again, she's working, so she's doing a good job. She's doing her job well.Or maybe not, but again, it's, again, workplace. So thank you for your efforts. And here the nuance is, please leave. Like, you've done enough here. Out you go. This is followed by,
ここまででいいです。
That'll be all. But let's take a look at this phrase. First we have,
ここ。
Here.
まで。
To. So, here to, up to the point. To as in up to the point to. So, literally, here up to.
で。
Particle marking the point as in up to here. Followed by,
いいです。
It's good. So, literally, up to here is good. Translated, that'll be all. You've done enough. Then we have,
はい、わかりました。
Yes, understood. And now for all you students out there, this is what you should be saying over and over to your sensei. はい、わかりました。はい、わかりました。Try and make your professors tell you to stop saying that word. Then we go on to,
鈴木さん、ちょっと待ってください。
So he calls to Suzuki-san, Miss Suzuki, please wait. The ちょっと is a little, a little, followed by,
待って。
Wait.
ください。
Please. A little wait, please. Now the verb for wait is
待つ。
And this is a class 1 verb. So the conjugation is a bit different than the class 2 verb we introduced previously. To conjugate 待つ into its te form, 待つ becomes
待って。
Then we attach the ください. So, ちょっと待ってください。Please wait a little. Please wait a second. Followed by
どこへ行くのですか?
Where will you go? Now here there is no subject, but again, it's inferred. He already addressed Suzuki-san in the previous sentence. So, it's already inferred that he's talking to Suzuki-san. So, where are you going, Suzuki-san? Miss Suzuki. Okay, let's just run through this. First we have
どこ?
Where?
え?
Particle marking direction, followed by
行く.
The dictionary form of the verb to go. So, literally, where to go?
のですか?
And here, this is a pattern used to ask questions. Now, in textbooks, you usually see どこへ行きますか?
Oh, yes.
Where will you go? But in spoken Japanese, it's quite common to use the dictionary form of a verb plus
の
followed by
ですか?
Here, this sentence has a bit more emphasis to it.
Yes.
But the politeness level is the same.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually try this in your classroom. You can switch. Instead of 行きますか, you can use 行くのですか? And yeah. Politeness level is the same.
Mm-hmm. This form gives the impression that, you know, you're more interested in, you know, where about someone is going.
Yeah.
You know, どこへ行きますか sounds like, where are we going? Or where do you want to go?
Just as Natsuko-san said, just not the same kind of enthusiasm or interest is conveyed when using ikimasuka.
Right.
All right. So give that a try in your classroom. And the best part is you can use this no desu ka with other verbs. And it's easier because you could take them in a dictionary form rather than conjugate them.
Yeah, right.
Then we have
教えてください.
Please tell me. And then Suzuki-san leaves the room. And when she leaves, she says
失礼します.
This is followed by
あなたは誰ですか?
So then the patient turns to the director of the hospital and says,
あなたは誰ですか?
Who are you? Again, really twisting the conversation to really get you introduced and familiar with pronouns and things like this. So bear with us. Who are you? Followed by,
はじめまして.
Nice to meet you.
病院長の田中です.
I'm the director of the hospital, Tanaka. Again, notice the order here. Position first, name second.
病院長の
Head of the hospital. And head of the hospital, 病院長 followed by の then the name.
田中です.
Then he goes to respond and we get
はじめまして.
Nice to meet you.
私は誰ですか?
That was Natsuko, have you done this before?
Huh?
Do you ask this question often? Because that was really nice intonation.
Thank you. I never tried.
So, yes, I, who am I? And so on. But again, we're getting you familiar with these pronouns, how to set the sentences up. Again, the content is there to be interesting, but inside we're teaching you some really good sentence structure. So, literally, I Who am? 私は誰ですか? I who am? Who am I? Getting you familiar with this. Natsuko-san, what do you think?
Mm. Of course this will continue, right?
Of course. And I've seen the next script. You don't want to miss the next one.
Okay, sure.
Further out into space. Hello, mushy mush. That's going to do for today.
じゃあまた今度。
鈴木さん、お疲れ様でした。ここまででいいです。
わかりました。
鈴木さん、ちょっと待ってください。どこへ行くのですか?教えてください。
失礼します。
あなたは誰ですか?
はじめまして。病院長の田中です。
はじめまして。私は誰ですか?